Well, it was big news last October when the first Chevy Camaro made in Lansing rolled off the production line. For several years, the model's been manufactured in Ontario, and many Americans were thrilled to see the classic American muscle car come home. The Camaro made its debut 50 years ago as the 1967 model. Now, General Motors is celebrating the legacy of its legendary brand with a series of events in Lansing and Detroit. Current State's Kevin Lavery spent some time checking under the hoods in Lansing. Kevin, how many Camaros were here in town yesterday?
Oh, Mark, dozens. I have never seen so many versions of a single car in one place before. Camaro owners cruised the parking lots outside the LGR plant near downtown Lansing in droves yesterday. GM is going all out for this celebration, which of course is perfectly timed to coincide with the Woodward Dream Cruise this weekend in Metro Detroit. I'm really not a car guy, Mark, but the excitement in Lansing was inescapable. In the shadow of the city's landmark triple smokestacks, the massive parking lots of the Lansing Grand River Assembly Plant flex in a sea of muscle cars. From Flint to Florida to Fresno, Camaro buffs have come to celebrate 50 years of one of Chevy's most successful brands. Ed Wolfert is one of them. He's motored down from Mount Pleasant in his red 68.
You can't see this on the radio, but maybe you can describe it. That's the original engine, Chevy 327, and the original two-speed power glide.
You could eat out of this engine block. This is clean.
It is. It's too clean. But it gives me something to do on the weekends.
How much effort and time and money, and really more importantly, Ed, love, goes into making this car just about mint condition?
A lot. But fortunately, I'm an accountant and I can hire competent mechanics. Sometimes I get away with a thing or two, but mostly it's done professionally.
What is it about the Camaro that just inflames your passion for automobiles?
The look, I guess. My buddy had this car, and I got it out of him after a couple of years, but it just grabbed me when I saw it. I had to have it, and I got lucky enough to get it.
In the summer of 1966, rumors were flying about the new hot rod General Motors was developing under wraps. The Chevy line was hard at work building a worthy competitor to a sporty little pony car that was turning a lot of heads on American roads.
I bought you a brand new
Internally, the car was codenamed Panther. When General Motors called a press conference that June to announce the new brand, reporters were invited to the CEPAW meeting. That stood for the Society for the Eradication of Panthers from the Automotive World. When the real name was unveiled, the myth of the Panther faded away, and the legend of the Camaro was born.
I'm Donner Kriegsby.
You had a 79 Camaro.
I bought a 79 Rally Sport with a 305, and it had the automatic in it. And I really liked that car. I mean, it was just a game changer. To be 19 years old and have a brand new 79 in 79, I was the coolest thing in the universe. And then, of course, I did the Navy thing, and that was the sale of that car because I was sailing for 4 years. And I never got back. I just could never get back to a Camaro. And then when I test drove one of the 15 rental cars, they had a ragtop, and it was an upgrade. I grabbed that thing, I drove it around, I put 350 miles on it, I think, in 2 days. I'm like, I need one of these. So that's where we're waiting. You know, when the 16 came out, then they started making rumors of the 50th anniversary. So I'm like, oh, I'll have to wait. And I was so heart-pressed. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I was on eBay and nearly pulled the trigger because you could get one, but I'm so glad I waited. And to see this thing in person, I bought it blind. I had never seen one, you know.
Well, if I were you and if I had just ordered a 2017 Special Edition Camaro, I'd be sitting in one too before I got mine.
That's exactly what I did. Get my friend to take my picture of it. So this is going on Facebook, you know.
Pat Lewis.
And you're from where?
Ionia, Michigan.
This is a 2002 Police Edition Camaro. I have the urge to either eat some donuts or do some donuts in this car.
Very good, very good. Eat some donuts. This is a retired Utah Highway Patrol car. This one in particular was used specifically just for PR. It is outfitted differently than most of the patrol cars. You can see all of the extra lights and things like that, antennas. Everything's all laid out for display. We travel around and get people in the car, get the kids in the car, put smiles on faces. It's a PR tool.
Pat, I assume that you yourself were in law enforcement?
I just do volunteer work with law enforcement. I've been doing that for a number of years, and they got the chance to know who I am, so I got permission to own these vehicles. The vehicles, I actually have written permission from the different states to own them because they are fully working.
In your travels, talking with Colorado or Utah patrolmen, any good stories of chasing down the bad guys and they didn't expect to be caught?
Lots of good stories, lots of good stories. Just going down the road with these, you get a lot of people's attention. You see, I followed a 2002 today and just watching brake lights. Just, whoop! What in the world is that? That can't be a Camaro. A lot of fun. It's interesting. Meet a lot of interesting people.
No disrespect to the Ford Motor Company, but this is not a Crown Vic.
No. We eat Crown Vics for lunch. I'm sorry. And if you notice, we cleaned all of the bugs off. We call them Mustang crumbs off the front of it. I shouldn't say that. That's not politically correct.
Today is the day to say that.
Yes, we can get away with something like that today.
The first Camaros went on sale to the public in September of 1966, and it seems General Motors is getting a jump on the 50th anniversary a month early. All of this is time to celebrate the Camaro this weekend for the Woodward Dream Cruise in Detroit.
Al Oppenheiser, Camaro Chief Engineer.
So you oversee, as the title implies, engineering for the entire Camaro line at General Motors.
Well, everything. It's everything, design, manufacturing, engineering. The team is led by the chief engineer, although it's engineering in the title, but you're kind of like the head of the program.
Tell me how this car, a classic muscle car, has changed in terms of its performance and horsepower over the years.
Well, it's changed quite dramatically with the technology and the lightweight materials and so on. For instance, our entry-level engine, the 2-liter turbo, does 0 to 60 in 5.4 seconds. And you got to go back to like a 1970 Chevelle 396 big block. That did 0 to 60 in 5.4 seconds. So we're able to get maximum performance for four-cylinder engine. And then, of course, our top of the other end is 650 horsepower. And, people are telling us they're 26 miles to the gallon. So we're using technology to get the performance numbers to continue to grow.
Right. I mean, obviously, the era of the gas-guzzling muscle car is long gone, but people still want the ferocity of the old Camaro, so you have to do some sort of a hybrid blend.
Absolutely. So, again, with technology and our engines these days, like variable valve timing, active fuel management, we can use that to our advantage. So if we're meeting our fuel economy targets, the sky's the limit on horsepower.
Is there a common thread, Al, that runs through the Camaro line, a guiding principle each time a generation comes out where GM says, we must adhere to this core in order for us to call it a Camaro?
Absolutely. Every Camaro, all six generations, have had a common theme. There's a really long hood, strong rear shoulders, great wheels and tires, and it's basically something that the customer loves to personalize. They make it their own. It's not a car that you need, it's a car that you want. And then we've carried that through all six generations.
Do you personally own one?
I own two. I have a 1968 Camaro convertible that I did a complete ground up restoration on. And I bought a 2014 Camaro Z28 that was probably the most awesome car I ever drove, let alone got to work on.
Do you have to pinch yourself sometimes when you stop and realize that you're the chief engineer for General Motors Camaro line?
I do. It's very humbling. The chief engineer job is an aspiration when you come to an automotive manufacturer like General Motors. So to be a chief, we don't have a lot of them, is one thing. To be a chief of the car that you grew up loving, my first car was a 70.5 Camaro. So to end up being the chief of the Camaro and understand what it does to people, I pinch myself because I'm a Camaro fan myself. And I sometimes get confused in what I do in my day job.
You have lived the American dream.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I hope to live it a long time, too.
OK, okay, just one more thing left to do now to finish out this story about Camaros. And I have to enlist the help of my good friend here at WKAR, current sports host Al Martin, proud owner of a cherry red 2012 Camaro. Al, let's ride off into the sunset.
Let's do it, man. 215, you ready?
Close enough. Let's do it.
All right, let's go.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Lavery.